And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 22nd of April, 2015. Today is Earth Day, first observed in 1970. It's the birthday of the Enlightenment philosopher Immanuel Kant, born in Königsberg, Prussia, in 1724, who gave us the categorical imperative, namely, that we should judge our actions by whether or not we would want everyone else to act in the same way. It's the birthday of the poet Louise Glück, New York City, 1943. Her father, Hungarian immigrant who helped invent the X-Acto knife. She struggled as a child with anorexia. Parents took her out of high school, put her into psychoanalysis. She was afraid that she might be cured to a degree that she would lose her creative drive. Instead, she said it was one of the great experiences of her life. She went to Columbia, published her first book, 1968, entitled Firstborn, moved to Vermont, and took up teaching. For a while, she had a period of writer's block for 2 years, spent time gardening and reading flower catalogs and listening to Mozart, but not writing. But one day she was walking around her garden, had the idea that she could write a poem narrated by a flower, and she did. And a couple of days later, another, and eventually those poems became a book, The Wild Iris, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 1992. Collected poems came out in 2012. She said, Louise Glück, "The thing that surprised me was how big the book was, because for most of my life I felt I wasn't writing. But the book was so large, it was a marvelous feeling that my current sense of failure might not be so reliable." Louise Glück, who said writing is a kind of revenge against circumstance, too, bad luck, loss, pain. If you make something out of it, then you've no longer been bested by these events. And it's the birthday of the jazz bassist and band leader and composer Charles Mingus, born in Nogales, Arizona, 1922. He played with Billy Taylor, Duke Ellington, Stan Getz, Art Tatum, Bud Powell, also with Charlie Parker. And after Mingus's death, an archivist discovered his complex composition, more than 4,000 measures long, called Epitaph, a 2.5-hour score that he kept in the closet because it was too hard for most of the jazz musicians he knew to perform. A 500-page score was assembled, and in 1989, it had its premiere at Alice Tully Hall in New York City, 10 years after Charles Mingus died. Here's a poem for today by Louise Erdrich, Spring Evening on Blind Mountain. I won't drink wine tonight. I want to hear what is going on, not in my own head, but all around me. I sit for hours outside our house on Blind Mountain, below this scrap of yard, across the ragged old pasture. Two horses move, pulling grass into their mouths, tearing up wild flowers by the roots. They graze shoulder to shoulder. Every night they lean together in sleep. Up here, there is no one for me to fail. You are gone. Our children are sleeping. I don't even have to write this down. A poem by Louise Erdrich, Spring Evening on Blind Mountain, from her collection Original Fire, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.